Two big stops yesterday for Donald Trump, one in Michigan, one in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as we've been talking about today. I was at the event in Grand Rapids and was able to sit right there in the front row, very close, listen to the president deliver his remarks about how important it is to close the border because it is an existential threat to the future of this country. And we're seeing these crimes, whether it's the murder of Ruby Garcia in Grand Rapids, dumped along the highway after being shot numerous times, or the crimes involving break-ins in southeast Michigan where the Chilean gangs are targeting high-end Oakland County homes and taking them for tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of things that they steal out the side door. Crime, the broken border, and, of course, the broken economy with Bidenomics all top of mind. Caroline Leavitt is here, the 2024 National Press Secretary for Donald Trump. Caroline, good to have you back.
Hey, great to be with you as always, Steve. Thanks so much. And thanks to the great people of Michigan for showing President Trump a warm welcome yesterday. They lined the streets in Grand Rapids, and it's amazing to see as always.
Yeah, they did. And they turned out, and the weather was not particularly kind, not in Michigan. And it looked like it was raining cats and dogs over in Green Bay as well. They turned out in full force, full rally in Green Bay. Of course, it was a smaller event in Michigan. But the enthusiasm is certainly there, isn't it?
It absolutely is. President Trump sees this enthusiasm everywhere he goes, whether it is Grand Rapids, Michigan, or Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the heartland of this country. It doesn't matter. Everywhere, even in the heart of New York City or Fulton County, Georgia, even when he goes to urban communities, he's greeted by thousands of enthusiastic Americans who believe in him to make this country great again, who realize that he was right about everything in his first term and he made the lives of all Americans better. And people are just so fed up right now with everything that they see from the Biden administration, whether it is his open border policies that have led to a bloodbath in every state across this country, or his tax and spend policies that have created the worst inflation crisis in a generation, costing Americans thousands of dollars every single month just to get by. People remember how much better off they were under President Trump's leadership, and that's why you see this surge in enthusiasm and momentum. We just announced a new fundraising haul. We have $90 million cash on hand after a $60 million haul in the month of March, and so our fundraising is exploding. We have the momentum. Joe Biden's campaign is a failing, boring disaster.
And I agree with you on every point because the border is of great significance to a lot of people. But I've seen two things happen in the last couple of days that have me concerned. And at the end of his event in Michigan, one of the reporters from one of the networks shouted out asking him about the Florida abortion initiative and the Florida law. And he says, I'll have a statement on that soon. And then that was it. And he left. Here's my concern. Just yesterday, Arizona is now going to put apparently 15 weeks is not enough for the people in Arizona that want abortion, because currently it's legal to have an abortion up to 15 weeks in Arizona. In Florida, it's a little different, but it's going to the people in Florida and Arizona. This has not gone well for Republicans in the last few election cycles. How dangerous are these abortion initiatives on the ballot in Florida and Arizona? Obviously, they are states that Donald Trump would normally carry because the polling is not even close in either one of these states right now. But it changes the trajectory. What does he have to do to address this head on?
Mm-hmm. Well, where President Trump stands on the issue of abortion is this. He believes in the voters' right to choose. He believes in states' rights. And that's what Roe v. Wade did, despite the Democrats' lies. It returned the power to the people to make decisions on this issue. And that's what President Trump believes in. That's what he supports. He has said he would be interested in a negotiation, perhaps, when he is president, to make both sides happy on the issue. But he believes that states like Arizona, like Florida, can make up their own minds. And this belongs closest to the people, which is in the state legislatures, not in the federal government. Yeah. However, we are still very confident that we will win Arizona. We will win Florida, because while the Democrats want this to be the number one issue on voters' minds, it is not. Immigration, inflation, those are the number one and two issues that voters are thinking about and caring about, because they're having a direct impact on their lives every single day.
Every single day. That's exactly true. I mean, these crimes, like the one that happened in Grand Rapids that he came over and talked about, Ruby Garcia, this localizes the conversation to Kent County. One of the key counties to win Michigan is Kent County. How that county goes and what the breakdown is can dictate who wins in Michigan is key. And it doesn't matter if the national media covers each one of these events. I mean, I just watched this crazy story about out of the Bronx where these Venezuelan squatters get busted out. They've got cocaine, they've got ketamine, they've got guns. That localizes. Same thing in Chicago and other places. All of this crime being brought to us by illegal aliens, it is making a huge difference in places you wouldn't normally expect people to say, hey, I've had enough of the Democrat policies. I mean, it is making a difference, Caroline.
It absolutely is, because people don't want to know that there are illegal criminals being released back onto the streets in their communities. People don't want to wake up and see the morning news that another one of their fellow Americans has been brutally murdered or raped or sexually assaulted by someone who should have never been here in the first place. Right. And that's exactly happened in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Poor Ruby Garcia, a beautiful young woman whose life was cut short at the hands of someone who entered this country illegally under Joe Biden and was deported previously under President Trump. He was one of the known gotaways. How many more heinous killers like that are there in this country? Lake and Riley's family knows that there are those killers in this country. Another one took the life of their daughter. Or how about Maddie Hines in South Carolina, a beautiful three-year-old child who was killed by an illegal immigrant, a drunk driver who crashed into her mother's vehicle. One American life is one too many to President Trump, and that's why on day one he will take executive action to stop Biden's border bloodbath. He will use the executive authority that the President of the United States has, that Joe Biden used to open up the border. President Trump will use it to shut down the border, and he will empower state and local law enforcement in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and in every city and community in this country to actually work with the federal government to deport illegal criminals. Right now, our law enforcement hands are tied. They're unable to in many cases, refer these people to ICE. Right. When the ICE detainer is out, they actually are just released back into the community rather than going back to where they came from. Rather than being arrested and put in jail, yeah, which is where they belong.
Absolutely true. It's got to stop. He's exactly right. The Biden border bloodbath must come to an end. Caroline Levitt, always appreciate seeing you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate you. And we'll be back to Michigan very soon.
Thank you very much. I will take a break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Those burgers smell amazing.
Speaking of amazing, our barbecue is powered by natural gas.
Yes.
Because we're just two roommates in a commercial, letting everyone know Enbridge is working to reduce emissions by blending hydrogen and renewable natural gas into their network.
It's what we were created to do, Michael.
Deja, it's what we live for. And when this commercial ends,
we say,
Tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.